Hello and welcome to Sidelines, an inside look at Cornell Athletics. I'm David Keating. And joining me today, we have senior field hockey player Katie DeStio. Welcome, Katie.
Hi.
So I want to start kind of from the beginning. How did you start playing field hockey?
I probably started playing when I was in like second grade. My mom was a coach before she had me. So it's kind of the joke in my family that I learned it through osmosis. And then my aunt was the middle school coach at the middle school I went to, and I would fake sick when I was in elementary school just to go practice with the middle schoolers. And we were actually talking about this the other day. One of the girls who was in seventh grade at the time was like, "Where's that new seventh grader?" And I think I was in fourth grade then. So I've been playing for a while. Just something that's kind of like family history, I think.
So in high school, moving a little bit farther ahead, you were a three-sport, 12 varsity letter winner. How do you think those experiences playing on multiple different teams and multiple different sports helped you as a field hockey player in college?
It definitely helped being a team player. I mean, you get so much experience just playing with teams. And it's nice because also, like, you just get such a good social network as well, which is always a fun thing to have. And it teaches you when you go to college, like coming into Cornell, I knew what it was like to be friends with like different athletes and I could relate to them. I was actually going to play lacrosse here when I came, and I decided that pre-med, field hockey, a little bit too much to do. So that would have been an interesting experience as well. But I'm really close friends with all the lacrosse players, I think, for that reason.
You were recently named to the postseason All-Star game for Division I field hockey, and that was held during the Final Four just a couple weeks ago. What was that experience like, both going to the game, hearing about it, and what does that mean to you?
It was an unreal experience. I got to watch the semifinals. So like the Final Four basically for field hockey, and the play is just out of control. I wish I could have been on the field. It's just incredible. And then the actual senior game, it was nice because it was low-key, and at the same time everyone was having such a great time, and the caliber of athletes was just so high. And we were also able to play the U.S. national team, which was something that's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And I could never say I played against the U.S. national field hockey player again. So it was definitely a unique, interesting, enjoyable experience to have done on Saturday afternoon in Maryland.
So this past season, you broke the career points record for Cornell field hockey. Also during that time, you found yourself with a variety of different injuries, many of which, or both of which, threatened to maybe not be able to have you play at certain points. Can you take us through the last few games of your career as you're inching closer to that record, while at the same time, you know, hearing from doctors that you're not going to be able to play this weekend? What was that like, and how did you get through all that?
Well, I don't think I realized how close I was to actually breaking the record until either the Tuesday before the second to last weekend or the Tuesday before the last game that we played. So I had no idea how close I was. So it was interesting when I finally like looked at the stats and looked at the sheet that I only needed 2 points to break it and 1 point to tie it. But then I broke my hand and I think I knew when I broke my hand that I was going to play no matter what, because I've played with so many injuries before, and having injuries was just that was something that just normal for me. The hardest was the week before the last game. They told me that I needed emergency surgery on my hand. They finally figured out what was wrong with me. So I had to make the decision either to stay and play in the final game or to go home and get surgery. And I obviously picked to stay and play in the game. And then I had a broken face on top of that, which you can't tell, which is nice. But I had a pretty nice black eye, which I really liked about that. I mean, I'm just so used to playing with so many injuries all the time that it was more like my team goes, "So you're playing, right?" Not a, "Why are you playing?" So, I mean, I guess I just knew I was going to play no matter what happened.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. So you're one of the most decorated field hockey players here at Cornell. 3-time first team All-Ivy, career scoring record holder, all while facing, you know, the team's toughest defenders on a daily or weekly basis. What does all that mean to you? Can you kind of describe what that means?
I don't even know how to explain it really, because field hockey has just been something I've been doing for so long, and in a way I hold really high expectations for myself. And I guess having like receiving these accolades is more like I deserve, like the things I get I deserve because I've been working so hard since second grade. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's not like, so I work for what I get, and I think it's a nice recognition for me to have, like, that my hard work is paying off. So, I mean, I wish the whole team could get them because we worked so hard as a team, right. And I wouldn't be where I was if I didn't have my teammates behind me every day at practice, pushing me, helping me. But I think that's definitely, it's a nice feeling to have those behind you. So.
Absolutely. So now that your field hockey career at Cornell is over, what are you most looking forward to, you know, post-field hockey before you graduate? What are some of the things you like to do on campus and are looking forward to doing when you have a little more time, you know, the rest of the year?
When I actually have time. Well, I'm excited to actually be a college senior for a semester. It's just kind of it's a fun thing. I think right now I only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I get to sleep in for once in the spring. Not having to wake up at 5 to scratch the snow off my car to go to practice will be nice. But, I mean, I'm in SAC here on campus. This semester I was on the exec board, so next semester I'll be able to head some more committees and groups, hopefully, to really get that going off the ground. And I'm in a sorority also, so we do a lot of philanthropy events. So I'm excited to actually have a weekend where I don't have to be traveling for games to be able to go help out with the things we do around campus and the community.
That's great to hear. So I want to get you out of here on this. When you look back at your Cornell career, what comes to mind? Is there a particular game, a particular goal scored or assist or moment? What are you most proud of when you look back on it, or several things that you're most proud of?
Well, a few come to mind. One is how we won against Princeton my freshman year. And there's actually a picture of my assistant coach in the locker room. It's just her alone on the sideline with her hands in the air. And like pretty much captures the moment of us winning that game. And that feeling of, I remember I dribbled the ball from a defender, dribbled up the sideline, and was able to make the pass into the circle to the girl who got the corner, and then we eventually scored the goal. So, I mean, that, like, being a part of that was really, as a freshman especially, was a great moment for me, I think. And then another great moment I feel was our last game. We had a corner at the very end of the Dartmouth game, and all the other seniors have all had shots on goals, most of us have had goals. And Stephanie Sanders was the only one without a shot on goal. So we pulled her up into the corner unit, had her take the shot. So really, it was nice to finish the game as a senior group. We were all in the circle together, finishing the game, which was, I know, it was nice knowing that I had all the, like, we came in together, the six of us as freshmen, and we left together. So it was nice.
That's a really special moment. Well, thanks so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it. And congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching Sidelines. Tune in next time. Let's go Reds.